We're joined by Dr. John Wise now, an SMU professor specializing in structural biochemistry and lead inventor of ChemGen now, and he's with us to talk about his project. Thank you so much for the time today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, John.
Absolutely. So tell us about the need for a system like ChemGen and what it is.
Yeah, so one of the things that happens when new drugs are discovered, and the coronavirus pandemic is a good example of this, one of the things that happens is scientists all across the world start screening, for example, coronavirus with chemicals, compounds that they think might inhibit the growth of that virus and might lead to the development of a new drug that could be used against something like that. Now, this isn't limited to coronavirus. It could be for cancers. It could be for any kind of pathology that, you know, people suffer. And so once they find one of these molecules that has some kind of biological activity, they have to turn that into a drug. And to do that requires some very highly skilled chemists. They're called medicinal chemists. They're really smart, they're really good, and they're really rare. And so what that means is that drug companies or biotech companies or even university labs that want to optimize a drug, they have to be able to afford these types of very highly skilled people to actually make variations of those, of that original molecule that they discovered had some kind of activity to inhibit this pathology. Generally, you know, a big pharma industry, you know, like a Pfizer or Moderna or something like that, they're going to hire, you know, dozens of these people. And so the expense of that gets very high. And what we've done with ChemGen is using high-performance computers like the supercomputer we have at SMU. There's a few of these resources around, and we tried to replace, or not replace, but supplement the need for the, you know, 5 or 10 or 20 of these very highly skilled, highly paid people, and reduce some of the workload that they would have by using high-performance computing. And so what ChemGen is it'll take that original molecule that was found that, let's say, inhibits some viral growth, and it will take that and help to turn it into a drug by using computational power instead of these rare medicinal chemists that, if you can find them, you probably can't afford them. And so what we're trying to do is make the process of turning a discovered molecule into a drug in the most efficient and cost-appropriate way possible. But one of the things we're also doing is we're opening it, that kind of discovery, up to smaller labs, little biotech startups or university labs. Essentially, what we're trying to do is make the process of drug optimization and more efficient and quicker so that we can respond to these threats like coronavirus in a faster, more economical way.
Currently, it could take 12 to 15 years for a new drug to work its way through all that process, the design, development, testing, approval. What do you think you could do with ChemGen to cut that time down?
If I was at a large pharmaceutical company and I had a team of 10 or 20 of these medicinal chemists, then what I could do is I could instruct that group to make me a couple thousand variations. In reality, right, they go into the chemistry laboratory and they mix and they max and they heat and they distill, and they end up with something that looks like that original molecule, but it's got a slight change on it that they think would increase some value for the drug, okay? And so if you do that, you know, these people are good. They get paid a lot and they do a lot. But they can make, you know, 1,000, a couple thousand variants in 2 or 3 months, probably. A good team might be able to do it a little bit quicker. But when we contrast that to the way that the ChemGen does it, we can synthesize millions of different variants of that original molecule. And we can do that in about a weekend on a good high-performance computer. What we get is this treasure trove of possible molecules. The first part generates all these variants that are related to that original discovered molecule. The second part of ChemGen takes those molecules and puts them back onto the target of the drug. This is a sort of sped up way to do it, where essentially your only costs are the time for the programmer and the electricity for the computer. But instead of waiting a couple of months for a couple thousand molecules, we can wait a couple of days and get a million molecules. And then we use a computational approach again to select out of those million possible variations of that original molecule, which ones of those are going to have the best probability of, you know, improving the characteristics of the original molecule. And so instead of having to sort of semi-blindly synthesize only a couple thousand molecules, we can synthesize everything we can think of and then select out of that big group molecules that have high probability of a success. In the pilot study that we published on ChemGen, we were able to do that with a graduate student in chemistry being mentored by a professor in chemistry, Dr. Alex Lippert here at SMU. And we picked 5 molecules to improve upon. Alex and his graduate student, Maha, at the time, they synthesized all 5 of these guys, and all 5 of them 100% showed improved pharmacological characteristics. And so that proof of principle tells you that instead of blindly synthesizing thousands of molecules and trying to get one of them to be improved, what our computational approach does is it speeds that whole process up. It widens what the process is looking at, the different molecules. We can look at a million molecules in a couple of days versus a couple thousand in a few months. And once we get that million, we can pare it back down very quickly and very efficiently to, let's say, the 10 or 20 molecules that we, you know, the computer suggests would be most likely improvements. And so instead of sort of more blindly trying to improve these things, we can saturate the whole system with millions of molecules and pick the best ones out of those to have synthesized. You still need the chemist. If you're going to make drugs, you still need a chemist to do it. But instead of having 20 chemists synthesize 100 molecules each to get you your 2,000, you know, we can have one student actually synthesize these, and we get, in the pilot study, 100% improvements. Essentially, it's speeding things up and democratizing drug optimization, giving the little guy a better chance, and giving the big guys, the pharma industry perhaps, the ability to look at 10 or 20 different problems instead of one with those 20 chemists.
What's the next step in this development and bringing it to a spot where it can help these everyday hunters looking for drug solutions?
A good question. Well, I'm lucky to be here at SMU. SMU's a real player in high-performance computing, and they like the potential of ChemGen. Right now, the Office of Information Technology here at SMU, they have an amazingly skilled chemist. So here's a guy who used to do the kinds of things that I was talking about that the medicinal chemists actually do in the lab. But this fellow actually is a programmer for SMU's high-performance computing. So he's converting all the programs that my students and I have written, and creating a real package, a professional level package that could be used and distributed. So the first step here is to get that package built, and it is being built as we speak right now. And then, of course, the next phase after that is to get interest. You know, we're trying to publish papers and raise the profile of all this, and thank you for your help on that. So distribution after we have the package finished.
Outstanding. Anything else you want to add about the project?
Yeah, you mentioned vaccines earlier. Vaccines are a little bit different. What we're talking about here is actual pharmacological drugs versus vaccines. Vaccines take advantage of our own immune systems, and they can be very powerful, as we've seen. These are more what ChemGem is intended for is not for vaccine development, but small molecule therapeutics like chemotherapeutics or antibiotics or anything like that. Yeah, my lab has applied these methods to failing cancer chemotherapeutics. That's a big problem. And we're also investigating antibiotic resistances in some of the pathogenic bacterial infections. So those are the kind of things that we're looking for these small molecule therapeutics.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.